on this day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Monday, the 6th of September. Let's find out what happened on this day. But first, we remember Dolores O'Riordan, who passed away in 2018, was born on this day in 1971.
Alive and kicking, former bass guitarist, vocalist with UK band Pink Floyd, and of course a founding member, Roger Waters, the legend, today, 78.
US ventriloquist and comedian David Strassman is 64.
Well, look at the bright side. At least you're not gigging in Ipswich tonight.
Chuck Wood.
I can't use buttons. I don't have any fingers.
Oh, and Teddy Bear.
I like Teddy Bear.
Yes, Michael Winslow, US actor and comedian, as seen in those Police Academy movies. The vocal impressionist, unbelievable. Today, Michael is 63.
Aussie TV presenter Simon Reeve is 60 today.
Perth boy. Angela Bishop, the Australian entertainment reporter, is 57.
US singer AC Gray is 54.
Shane Heal, the former Australian basketball player, is 51.
English actor and all-round nice guy Idris Elba today is 49.
Nina Persson, the vocalist with Swedish band The Cardigans, is today 47.
And Pippa Middleton, sister of Kate Middleton, today turns 28.
It's also on this day in 1880 that the first overseas cricket test match was played between Australia and England.
In 1933, windscreen wipers became compulsory on Australian cars.
John Sanders began his twice around the world voyage sailing from Frio on this day in 1981.
In 1997, Elton John performed this epic song.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Candle in the wind. Goodbye, England's Rose. At Diana, Princess of Wales' funeral in Westminster Abbey.
Speaking of funerals, we also lost some legends on this day, including Creedence Clearwater Revival guitarist Tom Fogerty.
Luciano Pavarotti died at the age of 71 on this day in 2007.
We also lost Peter Luck, the Australian TV host and journalist.
And US actor Burt Reynolds in 2018 at the age of 82.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 6th of September.